This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A push in Pueblo to change the city's form of government is back on the agenda. In the coming weeks, Pueblo City Council will again decide whether to put the question up to a public vote. It's the second time in as many months the council will vote to allow the ballot measure after a failed petition effort. The measure would ask voters in November if they would like to switch from a strong mayor form of government back to one run by the city manager. The Denver Nuggets are still celebrating their NBA championship after beating the Miami Heat in Game 5 of the Finals last night. It's Denver's first title in the franchise's 47-year history. Thousands of fans flooded downtown streets to celebrate. Matthew Stewart from Australia traveled 18 hours to watch the game.
Most Australian fans love NBA, but they go for the bigger market team, so it's super nice to see a small market team finally get it done.
Denver will hold a parade downtown to honor the team on Thursday morning. Colorado's massive snowfall this past winter won't stop a beloved mountain endurance race. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the Hard Rock 100 is officially a go for July, despite the thick snow still blanketing the San Juan Mountains.
Up until recently, race organizers weren't sure whether the high elevation course would be passable. But race director Dale Garland tells the Durango Herald they're now confident after looking into snow level forecasts, among other concerns. The Hard Rock 100 starts and ends in Silverton and takes runners above 14,000 feet. It was canceled due to snow in 1995 and 2019. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And find more statewide coverage at CPR.org. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.